You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So we are on jury watch for the Karen Reed verdict. What is the saying, Kennedy, about if they come back quickly?
If it comes back quickly, I think that they say then they are usually finding
the person guilty.
Yeah, like it was easy.
Right, like
or
easily not guilty. I'm not sure. I can't remember how that.
I feel like it's never good if they come back quickly for the person who's
on trial. Yeah, obviously none of us are lawyers. I think that goes without saying. But you guys know, like with high profile cases like this, how long they deliberate for usually? Like how long before we get an answer, you think?
I think it's anybody's guess.
That's such a great question.
And I feel like there was so much information.
There's a lot to process.
So much to process, and they've been sitting there for 2 months. So I'm sure my hope and my heart is that they want to do the right thing and make sure that they have all the information and take the time to do it right. And I think it has to be unanimous.
Yeah, lives hang in the balance.
And I think they take a couple of days to go back through all of that evidence. That's my reckless speculation.
I imagine you sit around first, you y'all do a little vote, see where you're at, and move forward from there.
Oh, you think first thing they do when they get back in there is, hey, let's take a little, let's see where our heads are.
I would.
You would lead the jury if you were in there.
You'd be a four person for sure.
You're probably right.
Penny Kmit is a reporter for WBZ-TV who has been there at the courtroom. I mean, just for the past, how many hours do you think over the past 2 months you've spent in Dedham at that courthouse, Penny?
That's a great question. It's been 9 weeks,
wow.
And the 8-hour workday has totally flown out the window when it comes to this case. So hundreds of hours of my life.
So I saw the video from yesterday afternoon as Karen was leaving, and a sea of pink.
Yeah.
The movement, the Free Karen Reed movement is real. Are they out there like that again this morning too?
The movement is so real. I have been out here every day for 2 months, and it's been like a crescendo. They've slowly grown and grown, and today they've exploded. Really, this week, I would say on Monday, they tripled in size. Today, they tell me they're expecting 300 to 400 people. This movement is so real. And they're out here all day. They watch together. They cook out. They play music. People bring their children. It's something I've never seen before, especially outside of a murder trial, right? But it's a real movement, and people are very, very passionate about it. And they're determined. They've been here every day. They're committed.
Do you feel like the numbers are getting bigger out there because as the trial goes on, more people feel like that side is the right side, for lack of a better way of saying that? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes. And also because it's kind of the climax of the trial, people that have been following all across the country have made a point to fly in. I mean, I've talked to people from Tennessee, Michigan. They want to be a part of it because the online community is so big. And listen, I've talked to people. This one woman told me that she was working on her sobriety, and then she came out here to the movement and she met all these people who are like-minded to her, and it's really helped her like improve her life. So this movement, I think, is bigger than even just this trial. This has become a real community and people want to be a part of it.
It's a little odd to me, though, that they're out there grilling out.
They're tailgating a murder
They're
trial.
Tailgating.
That is odd.
Summer vacation. Let's take the kids to the courthouse. It seems a little insensitive to me, you know, no matter who you believe, you know, there's...
At the end of the day.
Right.
There's, yeah, somebody is
there's
no longer
somebody's
on this planet.
Dead.
So,
somebody's lost a family member.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't envy you, Penny. I don't envy you.
I will say, just the other day, I tweeted a picture of John O'Keefe just to say, hey, guys, whatever happens in this trial, whoever did it, whatever the verdict is, let's remember someone lost their life.
Yeah.
Penny, do you know what we can expect down at the courthouse today?
Well, a verdict is what a lot of people are hoping for today, but who's to say? You know, this trial has been so complex. It's spanned over 2 months. There's been 74 witnesses, and the jurors, they pledge every day that they have not seen anything online about this trial.
I don't know how.
When they were being selected, I don't know how either. Mm. When they were being selected, they said they didn't have a preformed opinion. So, you know, a lot of people out here, they think the decision is easy. But you got to remember there's opinion bias. Of course, you think the decision is easy because you already have an opinion, yeah, whatever side you're on. These jurors are supposed to be starting from scratch. 29 days of testimony, 74 witnesses. If they're really staying true to their word, I would imagine that would take a few days to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the benefit of when something is said that we can then go and kind of nose around a little bit and
right,
get a biased opinion, right?
Right. But I also think, to Penny's point, everybody's got an opinion already.
Right.
Full stop. And nobody's mind, I don't think many minds have been changed. Not the jurors, I mean us, like she's saying. So
yeah.
I think for us to sit here and go, well, it's so obvious. But if sure, you want to do your work as a juror and do your job, mm-hmm, to take your time and do it right.
And it's human nature to seek out the information that reinforces your own already set opinion.
Of course.
As opposed to looking for the other side.
It's just wild.
It's going to be a crazy Netflix movie.
So you don't have totally, any, you don't have any sense, again, Penny Commit from WBZ TV, you don't have any feelings of, you know, it could be a day, it could be a week, it could be an hour.
I just, as human nature, think that these jurors want to go home. It's been so long. This is just a pure, pure guess that it would be by the end of the week. The jurors have been pretty charismatic, maybe, in the courtroom. You know, they've shown reactions to certain things that were shown, certain piece of evidence. So it does seem like they've really paid attention. They've taken notes. And again, July 4th next week, I just wouldn't be surprised if they made a decision by the end of the week, maybe just to have it be done, you know? I mean, it's been 9 weeks.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't think about,
you know,
we're pressed up against the holiday. They've been there as long as they have. Like, hey,
right,
let's hammer this out. Let's get this done.
Yeah. Well, that's some days, though. That's Thursday, Friday,
right,
or Tuesday.
Yeah,
so, you know,
exactly. All right, Penny Commit. Penny, it was great to meet you.
Really?
It's the first time we've had you on the show. Fantastic job.
Yeah, maybe we'll
thanks
talk
for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You tomorrow, too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm just going to maybe keep in touch with you, and
yeah,
we can have you back on once we find out some more, okay?
Oh, sure. This case has become my life for the last 2 months, so I'm always happy to talk about it.
All right,
thanks,
thank
Penny.
You. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. That is Penny Commit from WBZ TV. I think she started there maybe a year or so ago, and I thought she's been doing a fantastic
mm-hmm,
job.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that she was out there this morning, I was like, man, maybe she would come on and talk to us.
Awesome.
I'm glad she did. Yeah,
yeah,
it was really good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.